How's it going, everybody? My name's War Griever, and this is the War Griever podcast, GTA and Other Shit. My name's War Griever. My real name is Joe Greaves. I have a show over on YouTube called The War Griever Show GTA. Just search War Griever, will come up. And basically, I play Grand Theft Auto with my mates and dick around and have a lot of banter with them. And I thought, you know, it'd be nice to maybe do that outside of actually playing the game. I like to listen to a lot of stuff when I'm on the move, when I'm going to work, when I'm taking a shit, when, like now, what I'm doing now, where I'm tidying the house because my girlfriend and son are out having a nice day in the park, and I'm tidying up all the toys and the kitchen and shit like that. Anyway, Grand Theft Auto, I fucking love it. I've always loved it. It's been my favourite game since the first one. I'm not old. I'm what, 32 now. The first Grand Theft Auto came out in 1997, if I remember rightly. And it fucking, you know, changed my gaming life. For a start, I definitely wasn't 18. There's a lot of violence in the game, as you know, everybody fucking knows. But at the time, it wasn't really the violence, it wasn't the crime that made me go, oh, fucking hell, this is so cool. It was more the fact that you had an open world to explore. Even though it was very rudimentary, you're looking top down on it, it just, I don't know, I'd not felt freedom in a video game like that before. And from that point on, all the Grand Theft Autos up until where we're at now with Grand Theft Auto 5, I've just, I can't wait for the next one. I can enjoy the first one. I fucking love the first one. I enjoy the one that I'm playing at the time. But I'm always looking to the future. I'm always like, oh, fuck, I can't wait to see what they do next. Obviously, we've got Red Dead Redemption 2 on the horizon. And we plan to have a lot of fun with that. But I think recently there was a bit of news where somebody had a CV up or something. I think it was a voice actor where they said in their CV, on their resume, they put that they were working on GTA 6. And people are going, fucking hell, it's confirmed, this is confirmed, GTA 6 is happening. We fucking knew it was happening. Everybody knew it was happening. It's a no-brainer. GTA 5 is what? The biggest selling video game in history. Has of all the other ones when they've come out. Of course, there's another one, you know. But what everybody always wants to know is, what's the next one going to be? What's it going to be like? What features is it going to have in it? And it's kind of why GTA and Rockstar are probably, well, Rockstar in particular, Rockstar is one of the best video games company in the world. Can't argue with that. No one can argue with that. And there's a couple of reasons. Yes, they make great games, but they're also very clever about what they tell you. Now, you know, we live in the age of spoilers. Most of the time, I've seen about 5 or 6 trailers for films before I actually go and watch the film, so I know pretty much what the fucking story's going to be. And I'm terrible for spoilers, I'm the worst. You know, if there's a fucking article that says, warning, spoilers from here in, at the very best, I can just very quickly scroll down and try and just catch a couple of words, but I have to look. I don't know what's wrong with me. So everyone wants to know what's coming next with GTA 6. And Rockstar, they'll never tell you. They'll never tell you. They'll tell you what they want you to know in little bits, because the great thing about GTA is you're finding shit out as you're playing the game. And it's just, remember the first time you're playing on the Grand Theft Auto 3 and, you know, you realise that there's, you know, it's just the amount of detail that you're seeing around and being able to just experience a living, breathing world. Video games as a medium, you can't get that anywhere else. But what I'm trying to say is GTA, hands down, is the best video game ever, and I can talk about it for days, hence why I'm doing this podcast. Now, I think the plan is for this podcast is obviously do a lot of speculation. What I'd love is for people to be able to call in and talk to me about Grand Theft Auto or any other shit. I'm not fussy, I just like to talk to people. If you check out the War Griever Show GTA on YouTube, you'll meet the Fleet Shire crew, so there's some guys. Okay, I'm back. Tried to call a friend there. I spent fucking ages trying to get him to call into the station. Turns out because I'm in the UK, the Anchor app doesn't actually let me call other UK numbers. So please, Anchor, I've only just found your fucking app. I think it's amazing, but I am a British citizen and I cannot call any of my friends to join me in my podcast because I'm living here in the UK. I hope you're working on it. I'm sure you are. Please, the sooner the better. That would be fucking awesome. Now, where was I? What was I talking about? GTA 6, yeah. Obviously, the main reason I think that it's going to be the whole of the US is just why not? Why not keep expanding out? They've got all of the cities mapped out now pretty much, and they could just keep adding to it. Now, in terms of gameplay, what we could see differently, I think they'll still keep the story in there. It was interesting, one of my friends was talking to me about it the other day, and they mentioned how it would be cool if we had episodic story content. So rather than Rockstar spending however long making one massive story, if they had short bursts, maybe, I don't know, 3-4 hours worth of content in terms of story, and then later on you get another 3-4 hours, but it could be an ongoing story. Imagine like a TV show where the story is constantly going on, like a soap opera or one of those things, and you know, you could just keep it going. And if you had it the whole of the US, the stories could kind of interlink, there could be different characters, it could just, I don't know, I'm speculating here, but I think that would be better than just getting one massive story that covers the whole map, and is a bit sometimes too sprawling. You kind of think, well, you know, sometimes they're trying to justify the distance that you travel, and that'd be even 10 times worse if you had the whole of the US, but who knows. Now, if they did just do Vice City, I don't think they would go back, as in if it was just Vice City for GTA 6, I don't think they would go back and do the 80s again. I just don't think they'd do it. There's too many modern trappings of gadgets and fucking vehicles that they'd want to include. However, if they did the whole of the USA, and imagine this, you know, like in GTA 5, you had a prequel, which I think was a prequel sequence, which was set in the 90s. How cool would it be as if they did the whole of the US, but you start out in Vice City, and there's a prequel section set in the 80s. Maybe it's just, I don't know, one mission. It'd be great if it was like a whole hour or something. I don't know. Where it was just Vice City in the 80s. You couldn't kind of go further afield from that. Or you couldn't go outside the mission boundaries. But when that's over, it goes to modern day. Not only have you got modern day Vice City, but then you've got all the other fucking cities to explore. I'd love to know what you guys think. I don't know how this Anchor apps work. This Anchor app works. Are you able to leave comments on here? I don't know. Please do. I'll try and respond to them. I'm pretty sure you guys can't call in if you're listening to this in America. So I wouldn't bother trying that. What I would bother trying is going over to YouTube and checking out the Wild Griever Show GTA YouTube channel, where me and my friends, we play GTA, we do creator competitions for people who create races and other kind of content in GTA, and we also speculate again on Grand Theft Auto and the future of Grand Theft Auto. Eventually we'll move over to Red Dead Redemption. I am really fucking excited about Red Dead Redemption 2. It's just like, everybody loved the first one, it was great. I've got a real fucking hard on for anything that is American Old West. Kind of wish I could go back in time and live there and go to fucking Deadwood and be like a gold miner and live a fucking simple life where I just dig for gold and go back into town and get fucking blind drunk and then maybe sleep with a, you know, lady of the night. I don't have a weird fetish for sleeping with prostitutes. That's just me living the fantasy of Westworld. I'd love to go to Westworld. And Westworld is basically, if you've seen the Westworld show, Okay, so I need to find out if this thing's got a fucking timer on it, because that's twice I've attempted to use this thing and it's cut me off. But hey, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's 10 minutes or whatever. Was that 10 minutes, the last one? Who knows? I was talking about Red Dead Redemption 2 and how it's going to be fucking awesome. And actually, I think it's going to be a good palate cleanser, is the word, the phrase I want to use, from Grand Theft Auto. Because obviously Grand Theft Auto, you know, cars and guns and, you know, it's a very action movie. Being in a Western is completely different. And I remember playing the old Red Dead Redemption. It really sucked. Oh, that's it. I was talking about how I wanted to be a fucking cowboy. Yeah, love cowboy movies. Love watching cowboy documentaries. I just fucking love cowboys. It's just, you know, the idea of traveling across the land on a horse and just camping out and getting into fucking bar fights and maybe not gunfights, because guns in real life would probably scare the shit out of me, but, you know, in a video game, perfect. Not only that, also being able to dick around with my mates online in a Western is going to be just as fun as dicking around in a kind of modern city. We're going to be doing bank heists, we're going to be doing train heists, we're going to be fucking playing cards, we're going to be fucking canoeing down the river with Indians, we're going to be doing all sorts of cool shit. And actually, I think the dynamic in terms of how it works with other players, in Grand Theft Auto, you can join a crew. Please do think about joining the Fleetshire crew. Regardless of where you are in the world, join the Fleetshire crew. We're trying to build a bit of a community here. Check us out. Fleetshire crew, in case I'm mumbling there. But yeah, I think in Red Dead Redemption 2, we're going to have kind of the posse system. And I think it's going to be more important, because if you're one of those guys, you just play on your own because all your friends play on FIFA or Madden or you know, whatever their fucking shitty sports game is, and they don't really want to play with you on Grand Theft Auto, you're on your own. You know, if you haven't got any friends, it's hard to set up heists, it's hard to do any of the CEO missions. You know, you need friends to be able to play the game with you. And I think that's going to be even worse, even more punishing, if you haven't got any friends and you're playing Red Dead Redemption 2. Because imagine, you know, you get a mission from an old geezer in town where he tells you about this kind of buried treasure somewhere. You go out to find it, you dig it up. Sweet, I'm about to go and, you know, take this treasure home and bank it and get loads of money. Take this treasure to the bank. But on the horizon, you see the fucking shadow of like four or five different dudes, and they're other players online, and they're in a gang because they're all friends, and they start fucking hunting you down, and you've got to really fucking, you know, get the fuck out of there, get to the bank as quickly as possible. Actually, that's how the bank, I think, could play an important part in the game as well. Obviously, now you've got your phone in GTA 5, you can bank your cash. I think in Red Dead Redemption 2, it would be cool if you actually have to get to the bank. Whereas if somebody kills you before you get there, they get a kind of larger profit of your money, maybe. But yeah, I think, you know, unless you're fucking riding around in a gang, you better watch your fucking back. You might have, you know, spent a lot of money and tooled up your weapons. You've got a fucking pretty sick horse that you've bred with some other horses. It could be revolutionary, and I'd love to see what implications come from Red Dead Redemption 2 and go into GTA 6, and we'll talk about that in a minute. In terms of features that we might see go from Red Dead Redemption 2 to Red Dead... what the fuck am I talking about? Red Dead Redemption 2 to GTA 6, then... You know, obviously I'm just speculating here because I don't know what's in Red Dead Redemption 2 either. But I think there could be things like in terms of the importance of property. You know, let's just say you might be able to buy more kind of businesses. So in GTA 5, you had things like the CEO, the biker gang. Here, you might be able to buy like a trading outpost where you have to do kind of trading missions to bring in some money. If you own a homestead or a farm, you may have to do some, you know, farming missions. And I know that sounds dull, but if you think of, if you've ever played Bully, or Candace Canemedit, as it was known here in the UK, then there's a mission in that where if you get caught, you have to do detention, you have to kind of mow the grass. Even that was fucking fun. And to be honest, if I had one of those like sit on lawnmowers, I'd come round your house and mow your grass, because I think that would be fucking fun. I'd love to. It's just like go-karting, isn't it? Sitting on a fucking little sit on tractor. I'd love that. But yeah, I mean, you might even be able to buy like a gold claim and do some fucking gold digging. As I say, I'd love that. As I've said already, I think I've watched Deadwood, the TV show. I think I've probably watched that whole three series like 5 times now, 6 times. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Something really fucking, not romantic, because it wasn't very romantic, but I don't know. I can't find the fucking word for it, but I love it. And I'm really looking forward to Red Dead Redemption 2. And if you watch any of the Wild Grievous show GTA over on YouTube, you'll see the kind of shit that we get up to, and it's quite funny. I think there's going to be as much funny kind of situations that we'll get into, and it'll be more almost story-driven, all the online experiences. GTA Online, or GTA 5 Online, whatever the fuck you want to call it, it's more, I don't know, fragmented, because you dick around in the main world, and then you load into a lobby, and you do some races, and then you fucking try and do your CEO missions. I don't know, I think it'll be more immersive in Red Dead Redemption 2. There'll be more kind of natural gameplay. I think there'll also be a lot of having to actually talk to your mates, because in GTA, even if you've got a fucking shitty car, it doesn't take you that long to get across the other side of the map. And we know that Red Dead Redemption 2, I will say that right at least once today, fuck's sake. Red Dead Redemption 2 is a huge fucking map. You are going to have to take a long time to get anywhere in that game if you're only using a horse or a fucking horse and carriage. Obviously, this train's there, so you could always catch a train. I'd love it if you could buy your own train, if that could be like it. If you've ever played Assassin's Creed Syndicate, you've got your own train as a base, that'd be fucking sweet. Maybe get like a big river boat steamer as a base. Pretty sure there'll be riverboat steamers in there. I think there's kind of a version of New Orleans. They call it New Bordeaux, I believe, in the GTA universe. I think there'll be loads of stuff that'll cross over. I'd love to see us get another Undead Nightmare. I want to see zombies in GTA 5 for a long time. I think that's a no-brainer, but you know, you're the experts, Rockstar, whatever. But listen, I'm running out of time. I was supposed to be tidying the house at the same time as doing this, and I've totally fucking failed. I've just kind of stood around, filled up a sink, made a coffee. So I've probably, you know, done less than I said I would, and if my partner gets home soon, she'll rip my fucking head off. So I'm going to leave it here for today. But hey, if you like the podcast, let me know somehow. I still don't know how this Anchor shit works, but let me know. I'd love to hear from you. If you've got any GTA theories, GTA questions, or you just want to fucking say hey, let me know. Go over to my YouTube channel. Just search Wild Griever. It's the Wild Griever Show GTA. And I hope you enjoy that. I'm sure you will. And I look forward to talking at you next time. Peace. P.S. Like a fucking idiot, I totally forgot to mention, you can probably, the best way to contact me would be through Twitter. So, yeah, it's Wargriever, WAAGRIEVER, Wargriever. Hit me up on Twitter if you've got any questions or you want to say that you enjoyed the kind of bile that I am spouting. Peace. See you later.